दिस इज आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अभिनीत शुक्ला। President of Maldives Dr. Mohammad Muizu has arrived in New Delhi on a five-day state visit to India. Dr. Muizu was received by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit will provide further boost to the long-standing India-Maldives comprehensive bilateral partnership. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Dr. Muizu and appreciated his commitment to enhancing the India-Maldives relationship. Dr. Jaishankar also expressed confidence that today the talks between Maldivian President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will give a new impetus to friendly ties between the two countries. Today in New Delhi, President Dr. Muizu will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He will also visit Rajghat and pay tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. He will also hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the meeting. The Maldivian President will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan today evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Dr. Muizu will visit Agra and Mumbai on tomorrow and Bengaluru on Wednesday. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stated that Quad defies all conventional models of institutionalized cooperation and it has been very innovative because of this. In a conversation at the third Kautilya Economic Conference in New Delhi yesterday, the minister pointed out that it is advantageous that Quad is not a treaty-based organization. He said Quad is one of the key mechanisms in the Indo-Pacific. The External Affairs Minister stressed that it is important that India is connected to all major players and seen as a country with a greater sense of responsibility to global polity. Dr. Jaishankar said it is apparent that levels of globalization have reached a point where it is difficult to contain any serious issue in a region. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath yesterday unveiled the new multicolored logo for Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The logo symbolizes religious and economic prosperity with the depiction of the Amrit Kalash, a sacred vessel from the mythological ocean churning. The design features a temple, a seer, an urn, the Akshayavat tree, and an image of Lord Hanuman, representing the confluence of nature and humanity in the Sanatan civilization. It also embodies the continuous flow of self-awareness and public welfare, serving as an inspiration album for Mahakumbh 2025. A memorandum of understanding, that is MOU, between Government of Maharashtra and Sports Authority of India was signed yesterday for the establishment of National Centre of Excellence in Kandivali, Mumbai. The MOU was signed in the presence of Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Goyal said that the central government is working hard for the betterment of India's performance at major global sports events. He also expressed confidence that the 2036 Olympics will be held in India. Speaking about the National Centre for Excellence, Mr. Goyal said that it would surely play a significant role in the Olympics 2036. In men's cricket, India registered a comfortable 7-wicket win over Bangladesh in the first T20I of the 3-match series in Gwalior yesterday. Chasing a target of 128 runs, India dominated with its batting attack, winning the match in just 11.5 overs. Sanju Samson and Surya Kumar Yadav contributed 29 runs each, while Hardik Pandya remained unbeaten with a winning knock of 39 off 16 balls. For Bangladesh, Mustafizur Rahman and Mehdi Hasan Miraz each took 1 wicket. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that conditions are favourable for withdrawal of southwest monsoon from remaining parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.